So there's an interesting medrash which connects last week's parsha to this week's parsha, Korach and Chukas. And the medrash tells us that Ma ra Korach lach, look, what did Korach see? What was he inspired by? What instigated him to attack Moshe Rabbeinu? And the medrash says he saw Parsha's para. Something about para duma he saw bothered him, or perhaps inspired him, to argue in Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a Zohar that tells us that there's something else he saw. He saw Shabbos. He saw the meaning of Shabbos. The Shabbos is what somehow bothered him or struck him to attack Moshe Rabbeinu. So what was it about Shabbos? What was it about Paraduma that bothered Korach so much? Everyone asks a question within Paraduma, how come that which is Tameh becomes Tahor and that which becomes Tahor becomes Tameh? Everything's backwards. Everything's reverse. Up and down, back and forth. Tameh, Tahor. How does Paraduma exactly work? So there's a beautiful Jikover here on the Parsha in Ozvav who explains that we know in the world we live in there's three different elements. There's Olam, there's Shana, there's Nefesh. There's space, that's Olam, there's Shana, there's time, and there's Nefesh, there's people. So the Chilukim in each one. We know Eretz Yisrael in terms of Olam, there's Yushalayim, there's Har Bayis, and there's higher levels and lower levels of Kedusha. In terms of Zman, there are higher levels and lower levels. There's the weekday, and then there's Shabbos, there's Yom Kippur, there's the Moadim. And with people, we know there are levels. There's Kohen Gadol, there's a Kohen, there's a Levi, there's Yisrael. So all types of Chilukim. So Korach saw something about Paraduma, which was strange, because the Paraduma is a unique carbon that's brought outside the base of Mikdash. Every other carbon is brought inside the base of Mikdash, and Paraduma is outside the base of Mikdash. It was a Har Mishcha. And he understood something that was going on because Lasid Lavo, in the future, everything's going to be the same. It's Yom Shekula Shabbos. In terms of Zman, it's not going to be a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's going to be Yom Shekula Shabbos. The entire Zman is going to be Shabbos. And Lasid Lavo, everything's going to be, every Makom is going to be Kula Kedusha. And that's what the Paraduma represents, because the Paraduma was a carbon that was brought chutz l'machane, was brought outside, saying that Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha HaMikdash, was spread throughout the entire world. So he understood that this idea of Kedusha permeating through every single place, every single Zman, so he understood it's also true of every single person. That every single person is Kadosh, Ki Chol Eida Kulam Kedoshim. And he therefore attacked Moshe, that there shouldn't be different levels, there shouldn't be a hierarchy. Just like the Paradumas were outside, just like the Paradumas, Metaher, Kol, Mishu, Tame, so too, Kol, Ahida, Kulam, Kedoshim. And he had a very good point, Korach. The Arizal famously writes that, Tzadik, Katamar, Yifrach, the Sofer Tevos, Korach, the Indian of Korach was a tzaddik, but it was somewhat of a backwards tzaddik. He was at the Sofer Tevos. He was at the end. He had a very important understanding and perspective of Jews and Yiddishkeit. The Jikver explains and points out that the gematria of Para, this 285, is exactly the gematria of K'or Chama, the light of the sun. The Paraduma brings out a certain light, a certain shine. So where was his mistake? If Kula Kol Eida Kulam Kadosh Velo Kadosh, where was his mistake? His mistake is, as all the Sfarim point out, because even though Lasid Lavo, we're all going to be Kadosh, we're all going to become Tahor, there's still going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. There's still going to be a Kohen Gadol. There's still going to be a Kohen and a Levi. So the hierarchy will still exist, but it's going to exist under the understanding of Kulam Kadoshim. And this idea of Korach, that he was somewhat of a backwards tzaddik, is incredibly important for every single person in this world. That even though we see a person who's a tame, a person who's someone who's so distant and so far, kulam kadoshim, they're all kadosh. Korach understood that kulam kadoshim. That point we could take from Korach, and that point we could take from Paraduma. I was talking to Rav Yisrael Kamenetsky the other day, and he shared with me an incredible story. There's a very well-to-do donor, he asked me not to mention his name when I share the story, who over the past couple of years, I don't know the exact numbers, he donated 60, 70 Sifrei Torah. That's his inyan. Sifrei Torah, And when he found out that Rav Yisrael Kamenetsky's father, Rav David Kamenetsky, was Nifter last year, he was my parents' mamish next door neighbor. So when he found this out, he immediately said he commissioned a Sefer Torah, Lilo Nishmaso. And this individual doesn't go to the Hachnasa Sefer Torah, he just gives money, and he's very tanu about it. But he wanted to come to this particular one, this Hachnasa Sefer Torah, which already took place. It was very small, only the family was invited. And so there was a picture of Rav David Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha, at this Hachnasa Sefer Torah. And this donor was like holding the picture, like dancing with it, crying. And Rav Yisrael like said, "You gave us a Sefer Torah. Here, take the picture of my father." So what was the Indian? What was this donor's connection to Rav David Kamenetsky? So Rav David Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha, was a head counselor for many, many years in Magen Av, many years. And this boy, this donor, when he was a young boy, went to camp. So he was, troubled kid. No one got him, no one understood him. He was very far from running away from Yiddishkeit and who knows what else. And Rav David Kamenetsky saw a certain koach of this young boy and appointed him to be head of canteen. And that was considered extremely chashuv. Everyone comes to you and you're controlling the food and you eat what you want. And he said, because Rav David Kamenetsky found in me a certain koach and he put me in this position, he looked beyond all the tumah. He kola eda kulam kadoshim. Thanks to him, I'm still from, and I was able to make it and contribute in such a powerful way. And paraduma is just removing all the dirt, all the filth. So Rashi tells us, when Rashi explains what is the tam, what's the tam adavar, the paraduma? It's a mashal of ben shivcha shetinaf, that she's dirty, and tavo ima v'tikanech hatzoa, that the mother should come and wipe off the dirt. All of us have dirt. We all have filth. We all have averas. We all have tumah. The paraduma tells us that you could remove all that tumah. Anyone who's tamei could become tahor. Now some of you are already fathers, but we all, children, you have children and more children, and sometimes children do things that they shouldn't be doing. Sometimes you see children's friends, you see your own friend, you see people who are doing things they shouldn't be doing. And the idea that we could at least take from Korach, that element, and from Paraduma, is to look beyond the Paraduma, the redness. Mm-hmm. Redness represents Edom and Esav and Ritzicha and murder, the Averus on the outside, all that filth. The Paraduma reminds us that Kulam Kadoshim, Kol Makom Kadosh, every place you go is Kadosh. Every person you look at is Kadosh. And that's the meaning of Tumah V'Tahara, going back and forth, because he who is Tameh is really Tar, and he who is Tar is really Tameh. It's all one and the same. It's just all Chitzoni. It's all the external. It's all on the outside. When something looks dirty, something looks Tameh. But Be'etzem, Kulam Kadoshim. They're all completely Tar. And it's really about giving someone a chance. You have to find that koach of each person and give them an opportunity to shine. Ke'or Chama, like that sun shines. A para is allowing a person to shine beyond the darkness, beyond the filth, beyond the dirt. So there's a great song. My wife is very musical. She loves songs. And she recently was honored at the Yesh Kodesh Supperet. So she spoke at that Supperet and she shared a song from Baruch Levine. And she shared the words. And I wasn't there, but supposedly the whole crowd was like very tear-eyed as she was saying this, going through the lyrics of the song. So I quoted even from some of the words that she shared when she spoke. The song's about a young boy who's musically talented and all he ever wanted to do was perform on stage. And his mother takes him to a concert and the boy gets lost, looking for where'd her son go. And next thing his mother realizes that boy is not lost, but he snuck his way onto the stage to perform with the great Paderewski, some great musician. And the two of them, this young boy and this great musician, proceed to play a beautiful rendition of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. That's how, if you listen to the song, it's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then Baruch Levine begins to sing the lyrics. Their fingers dance together now, mm-hmm. In harmony they play. And the simple song is now transformed to take your breath away. And finally, the medley ends to the crowd's standing ovation, and the great Paderewski takes a bow alongside the new sensation. And the little boys, each one of us, our lives are on that stage. We are children when we step on it, no matter what our age. But Hashem wraps his arms around us and whispers in our ear, just keep on playing, you're doing great. I promise I'll always be there. So that's the inner that each person has to realize about themselves, about every person that they encounter, that kulam kadoshim. Kol eida kulam kadoshim. The Paraduma teaches, no matter how red, no matter how dark, no matter how tame a person might be, deep inside there's that Or Chama, that shining sun. A person just needs a stage to perform. You need to give a person a chance. And when you give a person a chance, you make him head of canteen, you make him head of something, you just give him that chance that allows him to shine. So we should all be Zocha with this lesson from Korach, but also in a strange way, this backwards type of lesson, we should be Zocha to find our shine light and find the shine light of everyone other, to be Zocha at that time when we're reunited with the coming of the Mashiach and the Paraduma, when we realize the entire world is a place full of Admas Kodesh, who, hey, Ramein, Ramein, Ramein. Good Shabbos.